Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
You're listening to Blue Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Let's go to the fourth inning now. Atlantic Shore with a 7-3 lead over Mountain Home. New pitcher for Mountain Home, Jackson Jones, takes over on the mound for the Blue Storm. Jordan moves from short to first, and Ellison moves from the hill to short. C.J. Eggery leading things off here for Atlantic Shore in this fourth inning. First pitch is a ball. Next pitch is a ball from Jones, 2-0. Eggery, Finnegan, and Noonan here in the fourth inning for Atlantic Shore. They have scored in each of the first three innings. Next pitch is a strike. It's 2-1. The 2-1 from Jones. Check swing and, oh my gosh. Checked his swing and I thought it was enough. The home plate umpire should have called it. He didn't. The first base umpire says no, he didn't go on the appeal. So it's 3-1. Here's the 3-1 from Jones. Misses low with the fastball. Missed a pitch somewhere. All right, now it's 3-2. Now it's 3-2. Jones ready with that payoff pitch. Oh, and misses the curveball, threw it behind the batter for ball four. Tom Jordan, the Mountain Home manager, going to make a trip to the mound to talk things over with his pitcher. Okay. 7-3 our score. Atlantic Shore with the lead over Mountain Home. Again, for Mountain Home to advance, they've got to win it now. They had to give up four or fewer runs if they lost, but they've given up seven. So the only way they can advance is to win it. They'll have to rally here in the last four innings. Looking for that second win of the tournament. It would be enough to get them to bracket play. Single elimination bracket starts tomorrow night. Games at 5:30 and 8. Semifinals Wednesday night, 5:30 and 8. The championship Thursday night at 6. First pitch down low to Tommy Finnegan. This is the three-hole hitter for Atlantic Shore, the first baseman. He's flown out twice this evening. Next pitch. It's going to bounce up there. It's now 2-0 to Finnegan. So Jones checks the runner. The pitch low again. Ball three. Oh, okay. Two and one. There's ball three, and a throw to second. The runner's going. He's in safely. Stolen base for Agri. Three and one the count to Finnegan. Noonan waits to bat next. The runner a little slow to get up after sliding into second. Agri. Umpire checks on him, says he's good to go. So a 3-1 count to Finnegan. Jones finally comes set. The pitch is ripped foul down the left field line. Out of play by Finnegan. It's now 3-2. Here comes the 3-2. This one is hit in the hole, left side, base hit between short and third. Agri around third. They'll send him. He will score. It's an 8-3 ball game. Atlantic Shore with the lead as Finnegan picks up the base hit and the RBI.
Right fielder, number 50, Matt Noonan.
So Atlantic Shore scored in each of the first four innings now. Noonan at the plate. He's 2-for-2. Couple of base hits. Stole the base. Scored a run. Finnegan takes the lead at first. This one is hit into the air to center field. Stockton going back on it, ranging back, and will make the catch. Bobbled it momentarily, but hangs on for the catch and the out. Noonan retired for the first time tonight.
Third baseman, number 13, Ryan Spina.
So Spina will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2. Ground ball out and a fly ball out. He'll bat with one down, a runner at first. Finnegan a good lead at first. Pitches outside. One and 0 to Spina. Ordilli waits to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. Spina. Jones set again, and this one is going to bounce up there outside for ball two. 2-1 to Spina. Agri led the inning off with a walk. Stole the base and scores on the base hit by Finnegan. Finnegan stands at first with one out. This one is chopped in front of the plate. The pitcher over to get it. Jones throw to first, not in time. It's an infield single for Spina.
So
now runners at first and second for Atlantic Shore. Mike Ordilli at the plate. Hit by a pitch, scored in the second. An RBI base hit and scored in the third. He'll bat here with runners at first and second and one down. 8-3 our score. Atlantic Shore leading Mounts at home. Jones is set. The pitch again bounces up there. Good job by Rickman behind the plate for ball one. Next delivery from Jones. Misses inside for ball two. Finnegan at second, Spina at first, one down. Pitch is taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Jones ready. The 2-1's outside for ball three. Atlantic Shore with one in the first, two in the second, four in the third. They've scored one so far in the fourth. 3-1 count to Ordilly. It's high for ball four. The bases are loaded.
Extra player number five, Cole Campbell.
That brings the extra player to the plate, Cole Campbell. A walk into the fielder's choice. One run scored so far this evening. The catcher Rickman out to talk things over with his pitcher Jones. Sacks are jammed for Atlantic Shore. One out. Campbell at the plate. He's the seven-hole hitter here for Atlantic Shore. Jones trying to work out of a jam. The infield is in now. And the first pitch bounces up there for ball one. Boy, Jones having trouble with that control. Here's the next delivery. Grounder right back, chopper to the pitcher, throws to home for one, back to first, nicely done by the Blue Storm. The 1-2-3 double play to end the inning. So Atlantic Shore leaves two runners on. They have stranded seven in the ballgame. It's 8-3, Atlantic Shore with the lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering. We're smoking.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, member FDIC.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning now. Mountain Home down by a score of 8-3. Bottom third of the order here for Mountain Home in this fourth inning. Dodge Harris, Keegan Rickman, and Ripken Finley. 1-0 the count to Harris. Harris popped out to the third baseman in his first plate appearance. Cohen in for his second inning of work now for Atlantic Shore. This is with that pitch. It's 0-2. Lefty gets the sign he likes. Here comes the 2-0. It misses for ball three. Mountain Home's had the leadoff hitter on all three innings so far. In fact, all three have been singles. Let's see if Harris can keep the streak going here with the leadoff hitters getting on. The 3-0 bounces up there, and he's on. Ball four.
Number four, Keegan Rickman.
So Rickman comes to the plate. He singled, stole the base, was stranded back in the second inning. Cohen said he'll check the runner at first. The pitch home is taken for a strike. One to Rickman. Finley will bat next here in this fourth for Mountain Home. That one's low and inside for ball one. 1-1. Cohen set again here. Instead of the 1-1 pitch, is a throw to first, and Harris back in time. Leisurely throw to first. Now the next pitch, and this one is going to be catcher's interference. Did they not call it? Boy, sure sounded like he got the glove, didn't it? Apparently it was fouled off the catcher. Huh. Guess it's a foul ball. It sure sounded like he got glove when he swung, but they didn't call it. You can hear that all the way up here in the press box. So 1-2, the count to Rickman. Runner's going. The pitch is outside for a ball. The throw is not in time. A stolen base for Dodge Harris. Two, 2-2 now to Rickman. Mountain Home with a runner in scoring position. Down by 5. Trying to battle their way back here in this fourth inning. They have to win to advance on to bracket play. This one is hit one hop to the second baseman. Egry has it, a throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. That moves the runner Harris over to third. So one down. And Ripken Findlay at the plate here for Mountain Home. Grounded back to the pitcher, his first plate appearance. Harris runs a third. First pitch to Findlay now. Swing and a miss for strike one. Top of the order with Beckham in the on-deck circle here. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Ripken behind in the count. 0-2. Cohen set, ready to work. And now Ripken asks for time and steps out. Finley's playing left field for Mountain Home this evening. Cohen set again, that 0-2 delivery on the way. Hit in the air on the infield. The second baseman, Egry, calls for it and makes the catch.
Right fielder, number 24,
two down. And we go back to the top of the order here with Will Beckham. Beckham tonight, a single in the first inning, was thrown out. He was stealing on a pitch when Ellison lifted a fly ball to center field, and the center fielder, Elliott, had a gun out there and threw him out trying to go back to first. He also struck out, so he's 1-for-2. First pitch he sees is inside, ball one. Harris, a runner at third. He walked, stole the base, moved to third on the ground out. He's there with two down. Next pitch to Beckham. It's high. He lays off of it for ball two. Cohen ready again. Here comes the 2-0 delivery from the lefty. Bounce it up there. Ball three. This game means nothing to Atlantic Shore as far as the pool play is concerned. They already had the number one seed wrapped up. The 3-0 now to Beckham. Ball four, two out walk. So runners at the corners now for Mountain Home. And Reed Ellison will come to the plate for Mountain Home. Started the night on the mound. He's at short now. One for two, flew out in the first inning, singled and scored in the third. Center fielder playing way over in left field. There's a huge gap to right center. Pitch is in for a strike to Ellison. Beckham the runner at first. Harris is at third. Beckham's going. Pitch is foul back to the screen. 0-2 to Ellison. The count. Throw to first and Beckham back in plenty of time. Going finally ready to set and pitch again. Beckham's going. The pitch grounded up the middle, off the pitcher's glove, picks it up, throw to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag. The error allows the run to score. It's 8-4. Mountain Home has added a run here in this fourth inning.
Shortstop number 7, Trent Jordan.
So the error on the pitcher, Cohen. Second error of the ball game. Time call now as the manager for Atlantic Shore wants to make the trip out. Mike Gill, he's a radio guy. He hosts a sports call-in show up in Atlantic, in Atlantic City each afternoon. Does some play-by-play, some of the high school teams up there. He's got a meeting on the mound right now with his pitcher and catcher and all of the infield talking things over. Runners at first and second for Mountain Home. Two down here in this fourth inning. Mountain Home scoring for the third straight inning. One in the second, two in the third, and one here in the fourth. Let's see if Trent Jordan can keep it going here. Runners at first and second. Center fielder Elliott pretty much straight up now, just a couple of steps towards left, and Jordan bats from the left side. First pitch from Cohen bounces up there for ball one. See if Jordan can find that right center field gap and score a couple here. 8-4, Atlantic Shore with the lead. Cohen taking his time. Now the pitch home. And again, bounces it up there for ball two. Jordan stepping out, getting his gloves ready. Now he's going to step back in. Batting from the left side against the lefty. The pitch is taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Oh, 2-1, they count to Jordan. Pitcher turns towards second, and Beckham hurries back to the bag. Beckham is there. Ellison's at first base. Two outs here in this fourth inning. Mounting them with one run across. Jordan trying to deliver here with two outs. And again, this one's going to bounce up there. And Cohen really struggling. It's 3-1. Hill comes set again. Here comes the 3-1. Grounded right side to the first baseman. Picked up there by Finnegan. Steps on the bag for the out.
24-4 innings. Atlantic Shore leads 8-4.
So Matsonome comes up with a run. They do so without a hit. There was an error that in the Blue Storm leaves a couple of runners on base. We've played four. It's 8-4, Atlantic Shore with the lead. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.